Scene 7. Nearly a month later. AHIWW, local near the waterfront, showing the interior of a front room on the ground floor and the street outside. Moonlight on the narrow street, buildings masked in black shadow. The interior of the room, which is generally assembly room, office and reading room, resembles some dingy settlement boys' club. A desk and high stool are in one corner. A table with papers, stacks of pamphlets, chairs about it is at center. The whole is decidedly cheap, banal, commonplace, and unmysterious as a room could well be. The secretary is perched on the stool, making entries in a large ledger. An eye shade cast his face into shadows. 8 or 10 men, longshoremen, iron workers, and the like, are grouped about the table. 2 are playing checkers. 1 is writing a letter. Most of them are smoking pipes. A big signboard is on the wall at the rear, Industrial Workers of the World, Local Number 57. Yank comes down the street outside. He is dressed as in scene 5. He moves cautiously, mysteriously. He comes to a point opposite the door, tiptoes softly up to it, listens, is impressed by the silence within, knocks carefully as if he were guessing at the password to some secret tire, listens, no answer. Knocks again a bit louder. No answer. Knocks impatiently much louder. The secretary of IWW asks him to enter. Yank introduces himself and wishes to join the organization. The secretary is pleased that workers of this trade too wish to join IWW. Taking half a dollar, he issues a membership card to Yank with its proper name, Robert Smith. He asks Yank to take literature from there to read and distribute among others safely without putting his job at stake. Yank tells him that he wants to blow up things. The secretary asks if he wishes to change unequal laws by means peaceful, legitimate action or with dynamite. Having attained the membership of IWW, Yank asks the secretary to help him in destroying all the factories of steel. He asks the secretary to give him addresses of those factories and explosives to be used there. The rest of the action will be done by Yank himself. He explains his intention that he wishes to destroy steel in whatever form it exists on the earth. He will destroy all cages, factories, steamers, buildings, jails, and the steel trust. Dynamite, blow it often the oath, O-I-T-H, still all the cages, all the factories, steamers, buildings, jails, the steel trust, and all that makes it go. Yank says that he wishes to destroy president of the steel trust. Yank, now that don't get you nothing. I mean blow up the factory, the works, where he makes the steel. That's what I am after, to blow up the steel, knock all the steel in the world up to the moon. That will fix things, eagerly, with a touch of bravado. I will do it by me lonesome. I will show you. Tell me where his works is, how to get there, all the dope. Give me the stuff, the old butter, and watch me do the rest. Watch the smoke and see it move. I don't give a damn if they nab me, long as it's done. I'll sove life for it and give them the love. Half to himself, and I will write her a letter and tell her the hairy ape done it. That will square things. The secretary gives a signal and Young is thrown out of the office. Young complains that these people have no interest in doing real reform by solid action. They think a worker is happy if his working hours are cut short or his wages are increased. It is wrong. A policeman comes and asks Yank to go away, otherwise he would get him arrested. Scene 7 is over.